Poet Lewis Meck Adams is a boomer who lives among a younger generation moving into downtown Los Angeles. He writes about his experiences there, and today we present another of his closer to home stories. He calls this one A Patch of Green.
When I first moved downtown and I got depressed, I just walk east past Main Street to San Julian, which is a street in hell, as well as Exhibit A in any argument against capitalism. And I'd feel better. Now, it makes me feel worse. So these days, I jog to one of the only downtown oases, a little patch of green operated by FIDEM, the Fashion Institute. When I bend over and grab my ankles, the guards with their shaved heads and maroon blazers eye me suspiciously. As I do my crunches, I wonder if I was ever as pretty as any of these swans. They all seem so together to be so young. One jam-packed New Year's Eve at the Broadway bar, as Leslie and I moved our drinks around the counter like they were chess pieces, trying to avoid the dancing high-heeled feet of the two burlesque queens on the bar in front of us, an enthusiastic guy at the next stool leaned over to shout in my ear about how great it was that the Broadway bar could be just as hospitable to people my age as to people his. Not too late, the other evening, I was stumbling out of a famima, supposedly it's the Japanese way of pronouncing Family Mart, upscale 7-Eleven-like Japanese chain, which has just opened two brightly lit, very intelligently stocked convenience stores on what are otherwise dark downtown L.A. blocks. Clutching my plastic container of California rolls, I noticed flashes going off near where I'd parked my Prius. As I got closer, I realized a man and woman around college age were taking pictures of my LARIVR license plate. When they realized I was going to get into the car, they stopped, embarrassed. But I told them, it's okay, that I felt like my license plate belonged as much to the L.A. River as to me, since I started Friends of the Los Angeles River. You started Friends of the Los Angeles River? The girl asked. We studied Friends of the Los Angeles River in our land use class. She pumped my hand excitedly. I had no idea you were still alive.
Live and kicking. A close-to-home story from poet Lewis Meck Adams. And we have a little news to share about our program with you. We've gotten many, many requests from listeners to podcast day to day.
And we are going to do it starting today.
So if you miss part or all of each day's broadcast on the radio, you can now listen to it on your computer or MP3 player.
Say you want to share that funny story from Mike a little while ago on the Attorney General, whether he's Attorney General or a baseball player. You can get it. You can find it and refer it to friends on our podcast. Just go to our website at npr.org/daytoday.